Heaven on earth is a choice I make, not a place I find. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, School of the Master, or Absolute Monastery. What else? All sorts of other things, maybe?
Maybe. University of Philosophy.
That we did. Here in Campo, California. Bringing you the thought for today. And what is the thought for today? The thought for today is heaven on earth is a choice I make, not a place I find. So, how is heaven on earth a choice that I make? How is heaven on earth a choice that I make? What sort of choice is it? It's a choice of either goodness or bad. Now, you see, heaven on earth has been described by some comics that they were given the opportunity to see where they wanted to go, to heaven or to hell. And in heaven were all of the people harmoniously getting along with one another and just doing all sorts of delightful, charming things, not much excitement. And then Saint Gabriel took the new guest down to hell and had him look around there. And in hell, what did he see? He saw them living a fabulous life, doing all sorts of wonderful things, like skiing, like parajumping, like doing all sorts of great things. You're just having themselves a very good time. And so, naturally, the guest said to Gabriel, "Hey, I want to go down there. I want to go there because that's a lot of fun." Well, he went down there. And when he went down there, what did he find? And down there isn't the right name, but he went to hell. And what did he find there? when he went to hell, he found that they're jumping out of parachutes, that is, they're jumping out of airplanes, but they're never landing. They're going down and down and down eternally. That they're skiing, and they're going down the hill eternally. And they just go and go and go and go and go. It looks exciting if you see it for but a moment. But when you go hour after hour after hour going down the hill without stopping, without having a glass of wine at the mid place or something like that, you know, it's quite something to think about. It's quite something to think about. You see, heaven is not a place where we have the endless, utterly endlessness of everything. We have harmonious activities that make us feel satisfied and fulfilled. And that is the experiences we're getting here on earth. Now, we can talk about these places, heaven, you know, being an attitude of mind and a consciousness, and I say all that's real good. But I want to say that I'm going to tell Mr. Rex here for a moment. Rex, sit. Thank you. Down. Good. Okay, now. See, Mr. Rex was exercising me here. He put his toy in my hand, and then he's shaking the toy up and down and shoving it back in my hand if I let go, and he does not want to give up the opportunity of playing, which is his primary instinct in life. And he does it very well. He's very talented at it. But back again we are to heaven and hell. Now, though our comment didn't start out with hell, what is heaven? Heaven has many levels of awareness. If you think that heaven is a place where all sorts of good things go on and all sorts of happiness goes on, that's heaven for you. But also, if for one little moment something unhappy went on, you would be very shook by that. And so you have to be very careful. You have to always see everything happy. You have to always see everything harmonious. You have to always see everything good and beautiful. Heaven on earth is a choice I make. And the choice I make of seeing everything good. Now, if I had gone to hell and seen all that wonderful activity and thought, wow, doesn't that look like fun? That's just like I did on earth, you know. But never landing, never stopping, never ending. It's going, 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 going. Now, you see, in truth, you are not standing on your skis. You are thinking that you're standing on your skis, and so you're thinking that you're tired, but you're not really tired because you're not really there. Your body is not there. Your body's an illusion, which it is here too. And so you think your body is tired because it should be tired, standing all that time, going nowhere, but sliding very fast down the hill. And so you have this mental attitude. Now, let's just play a pretend game here. If you are in hell, and you think to yourself, this is not me, this is not my charisma, this is not my pattern, can you change it? Mm-hmm. Definitely. You can change it by starting to see yourself harmonious with yourself and with anything that you do. If you see yourself inharmonious, anytime you see yourself inharmonious, right here on earth or in heaven or hell or wherever it is, then where are you? You're in hell. You're in an unhappy situation. So right here on earth, we can live in heaven as we live in a harmonious idea. So Anthony is driving the golf cart, and he's driving a little faster than he should. And he comes to a corner, and he realizes, whoops, this is a dirt road, and I'm slipping. I don't know if I'm going to stop before I hit the gate. So he slams on the brakes. And, of course, then the brakes lock. And then the golf cart starts skidding around and finally stops, you know, enough short of the gate that it's like maybe 10, 15 feet. So that was good. But the thing is, while he was skidding, he thought to himself, what stupid thing I have done, not realizing that on dirt you don't stop as quick as you do on pavement, you know. And so he learned a lesson. But he says, instantly when he said, I have learned a lesson, and he stopped. You see, the lesson was learned. He didn't have to go crash the car. He didn't have to go crash the gate. You know, he didn't have to go doing any of these nonsense. He tried it out again a little later. But these are all games we play, and they're learning experiences. Now, what he has learned in that one experience alone is going to be for him all of his life. He'll remember that on dirt, you cannot depend on it to stop you. You've got to really be very cautious and careful. Now, what's this all about? He has a chance to learn by the experience, and that's the last time he'll ever have that experience unless he chooses to. Now, I had a wife, and she was a super lady and still is, and she wanted to learn how to drive. And so she asked me, the genius of driving, the cab driver and all that other sort of stuff, you know, the untouchable. And so I took her on a winter's day on the parking lot of the Solarium in Chicago. And it was parking lot is, you know, like a couple square miles in space, nothing there. No bumpers, no nothing, you know, no bumps at the edge of each parking area. And so I said, Faith, drive. She said, but I don't know enough. I said, just go slow. I said, you got the whole world to ski in if you wish to. But just slowly go, slowly go. Now, put on the brakes, slam them on. And boom, she spun. I said, so you see, you don't want to do that. You want to just gently tap the brakes, just gently pump them so it slows you down. And I said, you can even put the car in a lower gear so that the engine slows you down. And just use these things. Well, by the time we got done with one afternoon, she was brazen. She felt she could do anything because she had accomplished miracles on the worst driving conditions anyone could have. But what was the thing that was there that was most important? She couldn't hit anything because it was too far away. And so, and the car is not going to turn over because the parking lot is a solid sheet of ice. So there's no dry spots that she might hit to boom, you know, turn over the car. But she just had a ball. And ever since then, she has been a very careful, not careful, but a very competent, capable driver. And you see, when you learn, that became heaven for her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she remembers it like I do, because I was sort of gritting my teeth thinking, not so fast, just, I knew it was going to be okay, because we could slide forever. But I wanted her to have the experience of having control of it at all times. Well, by the time we were done, and she didn't quit. She kept going until sunset, you know. And we were sliding around. Fortunately, we had a heater in the car. But we were sliding around, and going around. And we were both students at the University of Chicago at the time. But it was just a great experience for both of us. For both of us, I'm sure. But you see, I wasn't worried. See, I was in hell, going down the ski slide that you never stop. You just keep going, 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 going. But I was with her in spinning the car around. And then, little by little, as she learned how to take control, and it didn't take her too long, but as she learned how to take control and practiced all the different possibilities of driving, she was a master. And then she would get the car going real fast and then aim it straight so that it would just go straight down. Then she'd put on the brakes, and she'd keep the car from spinning by, you know, controlling everything so beautifully. And she was just really great, really great. It's a technique that every person who lives in icy country should really have that. Because to this day, she's never been afraid of anything. We were going out of a gas station in Tennessee one time as we were driving around the United States. And I put the gas in the car, and then I said, well, it's going to take a few minutes for it to pump in. So I sat on the seat in the car, and she heard the gas machine going, dink, dink, meaning it was done. Mm-hmm. And so she started the car and drove away and pulled the gas pump right off of the stand, you know. The hose was in the car, and this I said, Faith, stop. Why? Stop. You see, people should stop when I tell them. So she stopped, and then we took the pump back, you know. And the guy says, that's happening to me all the time, you know. And he didn't make a fuss about it, nor was there a problem. But there were sparks on the ground when that was thing, and there's fresh gas all over. I thought to myself, we are so blessed. But you see, those are things that can happen. Those are things that can happen. And this is why whenever I am having anyone drive the car, I say, you fill the tank, you do this, you do that. You're the driver, you're the pilot in command. You take care of all those details. And when we're driving the motorhome, whoever is driving it has to walk around the entire motorhome, check every door that it's hooked tight. Because one time we were driving and the doors weren't hooked tight, and we were spreading our snow equipment all over the highway because somebody forgot to close the little doors underneath the motorhome, and the little skis were going out. And
flying out.
Everything was flying. And we had to stop, and everybody had to go back and pick up everything. But you see, you can make that a heaven on earth if you wish. Mm-hmm. As a lovely experience. So what did I do with everybody? We went to the restaurant at Magic Mountain. And as we did this, I said, okay, now, Ellen, I'm taking you for a walk around the motorhome. You check every door to make sure it's locked. Then you take the next person out. You take every one of our group. We had maybe 15 people there, 18 people. And I said, you take each person out and walk around with them and have them check it. Show them what must be, have them do it. So when we got done, of course, it took a little while to do that because how many doors were there? 12, something like that?
Oh, lots.
Huh?
Lots of
doors. Yeah, there were so many doors. And so it took a while. And when we got done, our coffee was cold and everything. But no one has ever forgotten that, because that was a training experience of love. And everybody always checks to make sure the doors are closed tight. But whoever's driving, they're the one in charge, and so they always make sure that it's done right. See, it's a place that we find. We find it by our dedication to the highest and the best and the most fun within us, to being ourselves and having fun. When you are being yourself and having fun, where are you?
Heaven.
Heaven, yes, that's right. You're in heaven. See, he's right on top of it. So when you are being yourself and having fun, you're in heaven. What is the rule here at the campus, at the monastery?
To be always in heaven, to be always myself and have fun.
The rule here is to be yourself and have fun, which puts you in a state of heaven. And when everyone here is being themselves and having fun, they're in heaven. And when anyone here is not in heaven, I know they're not being themselves and having fun. And so I go out to them and say, ha, 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 you're not being yourself and having fun. You're in hell. Ha, 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 ha. Yep. And we don't even care, because you can be yourself and have fun if you wish. I cannot be yourself and have fun. I can be myself and have fun. You got to be yourself and have fun. You see, so it's not a place I find. It's what goes on inside of me. Can you see how exciting that is?
Yeah.
So heaven on earth is a choice I make. Be myself and have fun. Not a place that I find. What happens to the place that you find? It's who you are. It's who you are. So, have a lovely day, and know that I am in heaven, and I am being myself and having fun at all times. And if anybody in my world is not being themselves and having fun, I don't even see it. I can't. Because if I see anybody not being in heaven, not being themselves and having fun, then that's what I am. So I don't dare do that. Now, Ingeborg, are you being yourself and having fun?
Yes, I have. I am myself and I have fun.
Great. And are you a happy girl?
Oh, yeah. I'm a happy girl.
Are you a happy camper?
Also.
Anthony, are you a happy camper?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes. I am. Yes.
That's Sylvia and Ellen. And now, let's see. Rhonda Joyce. Middle name Joyce, last name Joyce. Rhonda JJ. Oh. Now we know. Now we know the tie. But Rhonda Joyce. And that's lovely. Yes. Are you being yourself and having fun at all times?
I am always being myself and having fun at all times.
And I want you to have the initials JJ, meaning joy, joy, meaning Joyce, Joyce, meaning me, for
all's
yourself.
A reflection of me.
Huh?
All's a reflection of me.
That's right. And is it good?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It is good and very good. Am I right?
Yes.
You like that too? Make that Joyce Joyce, huh? Uh-huh. I figured you would. Okay, kids, have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.